An Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. Book 1, Chapter 16. Meditation 8. On Paradise. Preparation. Place yourself in the presence of God. Invoke Him. Reflections. Represent to yourself a beautiful, serene night, and consider how pleasant it is to behold the sky with all that multitude and variety of stars. Then, add to that beauty the glory of a bright day. Yet, so that the brilliancy of the sun should not overpower the clearness either of the moon or the stars. And then remember that assuredly all this collected beauty falls immeasurably short of paradise. Oh, what a blessed and desired home it is! How precious a city! Consider the grandeur, the beauty, and the multitude of the citizens and inhabitants of that happy land. The millions and millions of angels, cherubim and seraphim, and the glorious company of apostles, martyrs, confessors, virgins, and mothers. The multitude is innumerable. Oh, what a blessed company, of whom the least one is greater than the whole world. What will it be to behold them all? Oh, my God, how blessed are they, forever singing the glad song of eternal love, forever enjoying perpetual gladness, mutually rejoicing in each other, and sharing the delights of a friendship which can never know any interruption. Consider further how they forever rejoice in God, beholding His gracious countenance, which sheds into their hearts a never-ceasing depth of sweetness. What a thing it is, never to be separated from their King. They are like happy birds, hovering and singing forever in the atmosphere of divinity, which surrounds them with untellable delights. There, with envy, they rival one another in singing the praises of their Creator. Blessed be Thou forever, O loving and sovereign Creator and Savior, who are so merciful toward us and gives us so abundantly from Thy glory. And, in His turn, God bestows a perpetual benediction on all His saints. Blessed be ye forever, O my children, you who have served me, and and now praise me eternally with unutterable love and joy. Affections and resolutions. Admire and praise this heavenly country. Blessed are you, O Jerusalem, and blessed are your inhabitants within you. Reproach your own heart with its want of resolution in steadily following the road which leads to this blessed land. Why have I so neglected my supreme bliss? Woe is me, for trivial, unsatisfying pleasures, I have 1,000 times forsaken these eternal and infinite delights. How could I despise so great good and prize such empty and contemptible things? Earnestly aspire after this blessed home. O my good and gracious Lord, since it has pleased you to lead me back into your paths, nevermore will I depart from them. Forward then, O my soul, let us hasten onward to this everlasting rest. Let us press forward to this blessed land of promise. Why do we linger here in Egypt? Henceforth, I will forsake all things that can hinder me or cause me to lose my way. And I will do only such things as shall forward me on this road. Give thanks. Offer yourself. Pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Make your bouquet. End of chapter 16.